I'm Michelle Vleugels. I work at the Lockhart Library in Tilburg in the Netherlands. And I'm a marketing and communication specialist. I really enjoyed it, and we'll definitely be back next time they will organize it. So yeah, it was a really big success for me. It doesn't feel like a work thing. It feels like you're with friends, you're at a festival having fun, and also talking about your work, but it doesn't feel like work. So that's really nice that they managed to do that. We also had a lot of fun, and I think that's really important to not only think about work, but also have a good time and doing that, talk about work and learn from each other. And I think that's a really great job they did.
My name is Debbie. My pronouns are she and her, and I'm working in Berlin at the Central and Regional Library. And I'm a librarian and working in the department for program. And the events I plan has a lot to do with queer people. Not only, but a lot. Because I'm queer myself, so for me it's a topic which is very near to my heart. So in the last years I did a lot of great projects with queer communities. And I wanted to show that to the world. Because I think in these days where drag queens readings are forbidden and more queer books are banned and stuff, I think it's very important saying we do this with queer communities, and it is great. A lot of my colleagues told so much beautiful stories about Next Library Conference, especially the one in Berlin some years ago. So I was like, I have to go there, I want this experience. And my colleague, Tim, wanted to do this workshop to resilience, and then I just dropped in. So we helped each other, he helped me with the Ignite talk, I helped him for the workshop. This networking and looking how can we work together, how can we make it work to not going home and forget about everyone. So I think I'm very sad that's already over now. So the feeling is like I'm 5 minutes here and it's over already. And yeah, it was a big success for me. I love my work, I love being a librarian, and I think now I love it even more. So I think that's the point.
My name is Julie Kroh-Wistissen, and I work at the Aarhus Libraries, and I'm a democracy worker. It's packed with intense inspiration, and also inspiration from outside Denmark, and to see how other libraries and other people address and other cultures and countries address these crises are very interesting, because it would be interesting to see what we have in common and how we can learn from each other underneath it all. And that's that common ground, I think, is the most important thing to take with me from Next Library, that it can start in many places. It can be both like through a festival like this. It can be through partying, through playing. And I think that's the base of every good political debate and every democratic conversation, is that I acknowledge you as being a human being or whatever you are. And then we have this in common, maybe. And then we take the fight on top of that.
Hey, I'm Andrea Davis from Alameda County in California, USA. And I work in a library. Just like all these little like sprinklings of epiphanies and then show up here at Gromfest. So if you hear any music in the background, there's a music festival going on, and we're hanging out in a really tiny little micro recording studio on land that someone has decided as a school teacher to build essentially what I think is a library of a practical space of teaching math, science, business, economy, everything in the form of how do you get ninth graders to put on a festival. It's pretty phenomenal, and I think that's what so much of the programming, a lot of what we've been learning about Next, is like, how do you bring real world applications? So I was on the tour, I was like, dang, this is a library.
I know, yeah.
And so I was like, it's not a library, it doesn't have books. Like, it's not about books. Books is just like one of the technologies that we've had for so long that we equate with libraries, but really it's experiential learning, it's choosing your adventure, it's being curious, and I think it's a lot of what we were in conversation for the past many days of, And we're seeing it in like another form, another place. And I think Next really has this ishness. My fingers are tingling right now. You can't see it, but it's like so many conversations that happened out in the spaces. And that's what always attracts me to an area is, you know, you can have your schedules, you can have brilliant people putting a lot of effort into putting together a talk, exhibit, anything else. But really where the magic is occurring is in all of these moments in between. So I had this conversation. I think all of us had goosebumps and took a photo. And we're like, we don't know what's coming out of this, but we know it's something. We know it's powerful. And there's just been lots of moments of that.
My name is Nadia Pass. I'm actually from Denmark. And I work independently. I'm sort of like a civic designer who invents new ways of thinking democracy and conversation. I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of librarians in Denmark because I've been inventing all these like conversation salons and conversation starters that they have been building on and using a lot. So I'm very fascinated by librarians. I think they do such an important job and are very inventive and creating a lot of stuff that we need in society. And when I heard that all these cool librarians were coming from all over the world, I was like, I gotta be there and just learn and be inspired and see whatever's going on in the rest of the world.
My name is Helle Lauritsen and I work at Systematic in Aarhus. And we are the system vendors of the library system Cicero, which is the library system that all Danish libraries use. And I'm the product manager of Cicero. The most important part has been meeting people from all over the world. This is sort of my backbone. This is what I love to do. It's to get in, talk to people from libraries, from a huge variety of places and meeting them and just chatting with them. So that's what I really love to do. And there's been so many fun things. I mean, it's been amazing because there's been so many fun things happening. And it's like every time you're surprised about the new stuff happening. Culturally, I really stay in the library and I still have a lot of my friends from the State and University Library and hang around with them and I feel very much at home at Doc One and talking to the people there. It's part of me. I'm not just a vendor. I have my legs in both camps.